Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. We are excited to bring you another inspiring episode where we dive into leadership, growth, and making an impact in the business. Today, we've got a great episode for you. But before we jump in, let's kick things off with our quote of the day. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. A brilliant insight from Albert Einstein. It's a great reminder that challenges can be doorways to success. And speaking of turning challenges into opportunities, we have a special guest who has done just that. So I am super excited to introduce Kevin Glasscock. But before we do, to share a little bit about Kevin, he's an exceptional leader in the final expense industry, known for his relentless drive and impressive achievements, particularly in the Missouri market. He leads by example, the individual producer reaching 821,397 in production and over 1,200 applications written, protecting countless families. Under his leadership, his team has produced an outstanding 5.9 million with over 7,370 applications written. Kevin's journey and dedication to growth make him a standout in this business, and we're excited to have him on the show today. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me. And I can get used to you out all those accolades, huh?
And there's a lot of them there, isn't it? She forgot to mention that you and I have known each other for 35 years.
Yes.
We throw all those numbers around. Been a long journey, man. I'm excited to have you. I thought for a second when Lindsay said in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity, I thought she was going to say brilliant insight from Kevin Glasscock, not Albert Einstein. But because I know, you know, Kev, when I think about you and our relationship and how lucky I have been when I do get the chance to reflect on that, the impact that you have made personally for me. Being successful in this business, I really can't put words on it. So you embody that, right? Difficulty lies opportunity. I think that I would definitely accredit you and probably a little bit of cred to Lindsay there for that for me in my life. But you've lived that out, and I'm excited as we dig into that today, you know, just a little bit of where that comes from. And I look forward to having a little bit of fun with my old buddy on the show here.
Absolutely. No, and just for all the podcast listeners to understand, Kevin has been with us. He's one of the founding members of Orca Life. He's been with us from the beginning, over 10 years in this business. And he's been our crucial right-hand man that has truly helped us see the vision and helped us be the driving force of what it is that we do today. So I'm super excited for each and every one of you to really get to understand Kevin and his perspective. So Kevin, let's jump right in. Let's jump right in. So, you know, can you tell us a little bit about your journey in the final expense business and what makes this industry so special to you?
Absolutely. I'm going to rewind since you guys made me feel so good. And since you all don't give yourself all the credit I think you should on this podcast, so let me give you all your flowers. Two amazing humans. Absolutely. I'm extremely blessed to be in business and do life with you all. But I think all the listeners to the podcast should know, not only do you all embody servant leadership, but I call them big time leaders. You know, big time leaders are people that develop other leaders. And Dave, Lindsay, you guys have done that for the last 11 years. So I thought I'd start with giving you guys a little credit first.
Thanks for the flowers, Kev. Thanks for the flowers.
That's right. She probably needs those, man. I'm told often I don't do that enough. So I appreciate you picking up my pieces, which, you know, as we come off of last week's message on alignment, it has forever been said in Lindsay and I's world here that Kevin, Lindsay, myself have been the triangle that has operated our business. You know, when we look at the different skill sets that the three of us bring, I remember, I guess it would have been the first year in our business that we were, you know, going up on stage for the first time at what we would have thought at that time was a big conference, and doing a piece on our triangle of alignment. And so, yeah, we appreciate it, man. I love that. Big leaders, big time players make big time plays, right?
100%. You guys have done that for a lot of us. So
we appreciate that.
So, yeah, I'm going to have you re-ask the question, Lids, right? I might not remember the whole thing now.
Absolutely. After the accolades, I'll re-ask you the question. So tell us a little bit, just a little bit about your journey in the final expense business, and what makes this industry so special to you?
Absolutely. So the journey, I guess, let's start with a quick before final expense. I was in the restaurant industry for a long time, bartending. Enjoyed what I was doing, but if you guys, you know the story, Dave and Lenz, I was in the bartending industry, but I was just waiting and looking for some sort of business or sales opportunity. I knew I had the confidence in my work ethic that if I could find that opportunity, I'd outwork everybody, is what I always told myself, until I figured it out. And I got lucky because Lindsay jumped into this crazy business we're in. And then my longtime best friend, David, said, "Hey, you got to come check this thing out that Lindsay's doing with Glenn." And then, I don't know, a month later, I was rocking and rolling with you guys. So that was the journey. That's the journey to File Expense. And I thought it was important to chat about for a second, because I know there's so many people out there. We meet all the time, guys, that feel the same way, right? They're waiting or looking for an opportunity to jump in and do more for themselves and their family. So that's how I got here. But as far as if you ask the question, Lindsay, what's the journey been like going on 11 years now in File Expense with us? I would say crazy is the first word that comes to mind.
Roller coaster, maybe.
Yeah. Roller coaster. A lot of fun. I'd say difficult at times for sure. Incredibly rewarding. Mm-hmm. Incredibly rewarding. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I truly would not trade that journey for nothing else.
So when you talk about rewarding, are you thinking as far as the families that you're able to serve or the team that you're able to surround yourself with? What's been so rewarding for you through this process?
But yes to all of that. So, you know, you asked that actually the second part of the question ties right in. You know, what's so special about Final Expense? And a few things, really. The first thing, Lindsay and David, you all know, our client that we serve desperately needs our help, right? Which has always just been the icing on the cake, right? We're able to do great things, make the money to feed our families with what we're doing, but to have a client that needs us and we're actually helping people really truly makes our industry special. And then you also asked about the agents. I think one of my favorite things for sure is the thing about this industry, it brings all walks of life, right? Our agents, our partners, they come from every age, female, male, doesn't matter, all walks of life. But there's some similarities because this business attracts the grinders, so to speak, or the go-getters, right? People with grit. But no matter what walk of life comes, we all share a common theme, and that is we have a truly burning desire that we want more. We want more out of life. We want more than what we're getting out of whatever career we're in before we get here. And guys, as you all know, when you lock arms with a bunch of people that has that burning desire, I believe we can accomplish anything. Would you all agree?
Absolutely. Especially when you're aligned with the right people, when you're aligned and, you know, we have special insight, Kevin, because we know your wife, Christy, and your children, Maddie and Drew, and I know what that's been able to do for your family. And I know family, that's a big thing to you because you're very much family at the forefront.
100%. If you told me I could only give you one answer to what makes this industry or maybe I'll even say Orca Life, right? Our actual agency so special. It's changed the way that I raised my children. It's changed the way that me and my wife, Christy, been able to pour into them. Honestly, guys, my children, my family, we expect way more out of ourselves, way more out of life, not material things, so to speak, just, you know, our values and what we expect of ourselves. It's different because of the leadership that I've been so lucky to receive and the adversities that we've had to fight through in the business. So that's what's truly special. Yes.
Well, that's extremely exciting because in a world where you might look at it and say, well, we lack on values and morals, but, you know, hey, being part of a group that's wanting to exceed and wanting to excel, you know, that's not only changed you, but it's changed your family's life. And so that's something that we've seen with our own eyes. I know David and I have experienced that ourselves, and that's just been a really special thing that's happened within our journey.
Yeah. And I think that's entrepreneurship in general. You know, as you talk about, Kev, there's something about when you're going to be the reason for all the outcomes, you know what I mean? When you're going to be the driver, the 1099 position that we're in, the responsibility that comes attached to that, like you say, it's the hungry, the grinder, it's the guy that's going to go the extra mile, do more than average, that wins in our business, right? We've seen so many fail, and that's typically the separator, is not having that responsibility and ownership of the outcome. So, you know, as I listened to you speak, I just wanted to kind of, you know, touch on how really lucky and blessed we are at Orca Life to have somebody that kind of paved the way for us 20 years ago. You know what I mean? We came into this business and a lot of the groundwork, a lot of the, you know, the fundamental things of what we're doing now today was already put in place. So to have that grind and that grit and that drive, but then apply it to something and that's already been established, already been through so much, right? As we talk about difficulty and adversity being the place of growth, how much difficulty and adverse conditions were already faced before we got here. And we were just able to kind of, it was actually, I remember your brother said this a while back and I loved it, man. It's kind of a little one-liner as he was talking about training that new guy and said, listen, man, your bank account can either learn the lessons that mine has made or you can learn those on your own. And, you know, I just love the way that he put that. And that's kind of the foundation of why we do this, right? To try and spread the wealth, spread the knowledge, pass down the experience. And when somebody latches on to those experiences, that's when their leadership grows, because they don't make those mistakes. And this business, I think, has been that, right? So as you say, this business has changed my family and the way that our expectations. And why do you think that is? What would you point your finger to as being the catalyst for that change?
Well, because, all right, this will sound crazy, because we earned it, right? So you just touched on Glenn Crabtree, man. I tease him all the time. I'm indebted to him for the rest of my life. The 20 years of sacrifice, and I tell him you got to be crazy to do what he did to pick this thing out and pave that path. I mean, come on, that's insane, right? But once we paved that path and we came in this business, David, we've been through so much, and we fought for to make this what it is today. So when you earn, when you fight through all of that, right, and you earn that thought process, I guess, is if that makes sense, you there's more. I deserve more. My value should be higher. Not my value. My values should be higher, right? My expectation, we earned it. It came through hard work and then all the leadership that's been poured into us. You know, your perspective changes. You start thinking different.
So true. So true, because you do. I mean, once you start, and there's a quote by Ed Milet that talks about, like, once you start doing things that other people aren't doing, you start to get the results that other people aren't getting, right? And that's not the exact quote, but it's something along those lines. And it's to your point, Kevin, right? Because you've earned it, right? And there's nothing more rewarding than earning what it is, especially in final expense, because it is not for the faint of heart. Right, Kev? It's not for the faint of heart.
No, baby, it's for the grinders.
Yeah, it's for the grinders. Grinders.
I think it was Kevin's team that one of the fellas over the years has coined us the Navy SEALs of sales, right?
Yeah.
It's true. Very true.
And I don't want to say, please don't take that as arrogant, right? I enjoy the people that say, let's go get it, right? Like, when our back's against the wall, that's when we're best. Like, It makes for a career full of fun.
And at AmeriLife, we're surrounded by folks that are in sales, right? We're surrounded by 1099 drivers, and there's people selling retirement products, there's people selling annuities, and there's people selling Medicare, and then you have us that are selling final expense insurance. And so when we say that, you know, anybody in direct sales is swimming against the grain already. But when you come, just look at a Medicare versus final expense product. Medicare, you're paying for, everybody above 65 for the most part has something like that, where life insurance, you're going to die and you're never going to get anything out of it. And if you're not leaving behind somebody that you love, that you know is going to hurt, then you have no reason to buy it. So we show up at somebody's home unannounced, and within that 2-hour time frame, we've now put protection in place for one of the hardest things that their family's ever going to face. But within an hour and a half, we're walking out of that home. We've gone from stranger to, I now have your social security number and your bank account, and you trust me with one of the most precious things in your life. So That the reason why we say that is because it is not easy to do what we do. And that's why we are so thankful for the 20 years of hard work that was put in and the lessons that I've learned before we got there. And one other thing I just want to throw out there, Lens, before you take it back over, is I loved what Kevin touched on earlier. And that is, why do we do it? Because it matters, right? We've said it for years. We are not the vacuum cleaner salesman to the folks that have the dirt floors, right? Like, we're selling a product that is going to potentially save generational debt, because as we talked about Life Insurance Awareness Month, our average American dies with $60,000-$70,000 in debt. So nobody has the $10K that the funeral director needs in cash right now. And that's why we do what we do. So it's love shedding light on that.
So, Kev, let me ask you this. So what has been, you know, with your 10, 11 years on this journey, all right, what is some of the most memorable moments in your career so far?
Oh, man.
So many roads you can go down.
Yeah. we could spend all day there. we'll talk about adversities, I'm sure, before this thing ends. So I won't go there. I know you might think I sound crazy when I say that, but I think you two know I'm genuine when I talk about the adversities. I'll tell you, we've been blessed. This business has blessed so many of us to go to so many places in the world that I never knew I would see. But this past, I think it was June, my best friend in the whole world, my beautiful wife, Christy, and I, the two of us spent a little over 2 weeks in Italy. The last week of that was on what they call the Amalfi Coast, which sounds so fancy to me, right? But when I got there, I fell in love. I mean, it was one of the best, if not the best, two weeks with her I've ever had. We saw things and did things I never dreamed of. So that's a one that sticks out in my mind right at the minute.
And that was, and just for folks to know, that was something that you earned through one of our carriers, right? That was the hard work that you and your team put in order for you to earn that, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. So that's an incentive trip, right? So we were flown over there by the insurance carrier. And the cool thing is the first 4 days of that 15-day trip, we spent it with about, 60 or 70 what I call family, but Orca lifers that work with us and their spouses. So we got a great dose of doing life with them for 4 or 5 days. And then we went and did 10 or 11 days on our own. I mean, just a special, special trip.
Love it. No, it was. It was extremely special. Dave and I were able to be a part of the first 4 days, and we didn't get to go to the Amalfi Coast, but we were in Italy.
Didn't allow for us to spend the 3 days.
That's true. But let me ask you this. In particular, as far as challenges that became opportunities, I know you shared a story with me a few days ago about one of your brand new agents.
Yes. I'm so happy you remind me of that. So Lindsay asked the question earlier, what challenges became opportunities? And I made a joke. I said, all of them. Every single challenge we've ever faced turned into an opportunity. But I want to share a story. So we're growing the business out in Missouri right now. Young man, he's not even 20 years old yet, actually. It was his first week. This week was his first week out there helping family. So it was his second day out. And we do knock doors, right? So we're running leads. So we're not just knocking on every door in the neighborhood. We're going and visiting families that have interest in taking care of their final expenses, but we do show up and knock the door. So this young man knocks the door, and the lady, Lindsay, just says, hey, I had an agent here a few days ago, took care of all of that. Thanks. You seem nice, but I'm good to go, and just threw them away. Kind of what we call a harsh door killer, a tough one to get around. And the young agent, he didn't know what to say. You know, he said, Kev, I froze. Like, I don't know if I was trained on that objection but I'll be honest, Kev, I froze. And of course I'm cracking up. I said, well, what did you do after that? And he said, well, I got in the car and I called Alex. And I asked Alex, like, man, what should I say if somebody says this to me at the door and is trying to door kill me? So Alex, my brother, been with us 9 years in the business. Alex, you know, went through how to handle that objection the next time it happens. But then here's the good part of the story, guys. He then said to the young man, he said, you know, Jesse, he said, if I was you, I'd go back over there at some point this week and just let that woman know, hey, I've been thinking a lot about you since we spoke. And, you know, my job's just to share some information with you. And if I could help you, I'd love to. If I can't, you know, no big deal. Well, little Alex, no, Jesse went back right then, 5 minutes later, and told the woman exactly that. And she said, okay. And long story short, the brand new agent turned in a door kill that he didn't know what to say or do, and ends up helping the woman in a huge way, right? It would take too long to tell the whole story, but you want to talk about a challenge that turned into an opportunity. And Lindsay, I'll let you hit on it, but how many more opportunities will that now be for him, right?
1,000%. When you shared that with me, because that story will forever carry with Jesse, number one. Number two, it's something that Glenn Crabtree told me week two in the business. Like, as soon as something costs you, right, costs you, whether that, hey, how do I better handle that adversity? We'll never forget it, especially if you know how to overcome it. So that will serve him for the rest of the time in his business. So I was so excited when you told me that, because I'm like, he put it to immediate action. He didn't delay on it. He went Bingo. Right back.
Yeah, and it solidifies, right? It takes this blind faith thought that you have to attach yourself to, and now you, I want to say, believe it, and you believe it because you know it, right? And I talked about this just last week. When you learn those lessons that, you know, we talk a lot about knocking late, right? Like being out knocking on the door at 9:30. And a conversation last week, I said, you know, it's like that agent that finally knocks that door at 9:30 and writes that $200 double in that house. They now forever have seen what's always been said. Like you said, like, now he has seen this objection overcome with what we've done and cross that finish line to it going the other way. And I just love it. So, you know, latch on to it, right?
Right. Absolutely. Latch on to that. And so Kevin, for many of you who do not know, Kevin is rapidly growing a team in the Missouri market. And so, Kevin, can you share some numbers with our audience and talk about where your primary focus is right now?
100%. We planted our flag in Missouri, meaning, hey, we've already been working the market with agents that were traveling to that Missouri area. We knew it was time to start finding those folks that desire, they have that burning desire for more. We're going to start finding them in that Missouri market. So we planted our flag just over 90 days ago. We really have been intentional about finding the right people. We now, Lens, Dave, we have five agents trained in outriding business as of this week in that Missouri market, and we have six more that'll be trained and writing business in the next 30 to 45 days. So that's what, 11 in 4 to 5 months. So it's been fun, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's so extremely refreshing, number one, and exciting to hear the growth. But not only that, you know, as far as, because just for folks to know, we are not your typical agency that has you sit and watch modules and do computer stuff. We're a boots on the ground operation, right, Kev?
I wouldn't be here if there was a lot of sitting still watching modules. Like in compliance videos or whatever you want to call them, right?
So Kevin is surrounded by a group of leaders that help train those folks face to face. They see the top producers doing the process over and over, so they become very acclimated extremely quickly and learn that process. And that's something that I know that's near and dear to your heart, Kev. And that's something that is very different from a lot of organizations.
Well, yes, you two and Glenn taught me that, right? And there's no way that this thing could work any other way. So, yes, so there's the three leaders that are leading that Missouri market, Nick, Alex, and Trey. Lens, I think I told you this maybe this morning. It's crazy. It is so cool to watch. They are so aligned. They know the mission they're on. Right, which is to share this opportunity with folks that have that same burning desire. And Alex, they could trade know their roles so well, Lindsay. And I want to actually hit that for a second. They're so aligned, they know their roles so well that instead of one of them spending 30 minutes on this or 30% of their energy here and 30% here, they know their roles so well. They're able to be the absolute best version of them at the thing that they're in charge to do, right? So it's just been cool to watch them, unmatched training. And then the way they lead, the easiest way to say it, they lead with love. The culture, the family culture that's been created there in 90 to 100 days is unremarkable. I mean, just crazy to watch.
Well, and it sounds like they're able to double down on what their strengths are, right? Because a lot of times as kids growing up in school, Kev, there may have been a subject that we weren't great at, right? Might have gotten in trouble because we weren't so good at those subjects. But we had to. But now this is a career where you can double down on what it is that you're really good at and continue to get better.
There's no better feeling when you are performing at the highest level, right? And that's exactly what they're doing by doubling down on what their role is. And what's so cool, Lindsay, it's literally the new agents out there. They're the right people. They're the grinders. They're the person that wants that opportunity. But now this family culture of we're all going to perform at the highest level is already ingrained. So, oh, man, I get too excited thinking about it. I just love seeing it.
Yeah, I love that we touched on that leadership, because as I was hearing us move into this Missouri market, that's the thing that's most exciting as far as the experience and the leadership that you've surrounded yourself with, that you have available, because we do know it's very hard and you won't go very far going alone. Right. Like we've always said, you can go fast by yourself, but you're not going to go very far. So the people around you that you have growing are special. And, you know, really, as I think about it, it also is a microscopic look at the way we've always operated our business. And that's what, you know, we've always said we are. And I believe this, we are the best in the final expense business in the country. I truly believe that. I know other people may do it differently and this and that, but it's the hyper focus, right? It's when you've got Nick Davis, who is Orca Life's number one agent, and he's putting a car, a brand new trainee in the car for their first week out there. He knows exactly how to work through that first week to make it the best experience, the most knowledge gained for that brand new person ever, because he doesn't have to worry about week two. He doesn't have to worry about the classroom ongoing training that's taken place, especially throughout the first month to 2 months of an agent being here. So hyper focusing in allows you to really run fast, you know, which I think most of us are all looking for these days.
And you're not stressing anything else. You have no stress. I'm not stressed about the classroom training, because he's got Alex, the best ever at that, to do that. So you just get to run in your lane and be great and not stress. I mean, that's why I get so excited when you asked about that. It's fun to see.
Yeah, and we had our last week's recording was done on alignment. And throughout that entire conversation Lindsay and I were having, I was thinking about this crew right here. Like, it is the example of aligning yourself on one mission and all parts of the body moving together. You know, so you guys live it out, man. It's great. It's great to see.
Absolutely. So, Kev, for our listeners out there, what is one thing that you would like for them to take away from this episode? Whether they're brand new in the business, maybe they're a year in the business, 5 years. What is something that you want them to take away from this?
If we're speaking to an entrepreneur or a sales career or this business in particular, I would say take some time to look in the mirror often and remind yourself of the opportunity that you have in your lap. Because if you get good and you make a bunch of money, all of a sudden you can become complacent and you can forget that you have something special sitting in your lap, and you never want to take it for granted. So
I love that. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and never take it for granted. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your journey and insights with us. I know that so many people are going to gain so much out of this episode. And how can, if, because again, you're growing in the Missouri market,
mm-hmm.
in contact with you if they want to understand a little bit more about this business.
Yes. Anybody out there in that Missouri market, if you got that burning desire, we need to talk, right? If you know you're a grinder at heart, we need to chat for sure. So my phone, I'll give my email and phone number. Is that okay?
Yes, that works.
So email is my name, Kevin Glasscock. No spaces, caps don't matter. So Kevin Glasscock at orca.life. And then phone number, guys, is 502-554-5290.
I love it, man. I love it. And just to go back and touch a little bit why that matters and why you would want to do that is because our business isn't going anywhere. You know, if there's one thing guaranteed in life, unfortunately to say it, we will pass away at some point. And we talk, America doesn't have the money. That's where our product comes into play. We've got all the experience in the world to develop you beyond your lifetime of being in this business. And the opportunities this business brings, we've touched on a lot of those today with the trips, the income, and the life-changing leadership and mindset and ownership. You've done that, and it's been great to see. And we get it, right? So I want to shed light on that because we know, and I've always said it, none of the little kids at school, if you ask them what they want to do when they grow up, want to be Mr. or Mrs. Insurance Man. So we get what we do for a living and how that looks, but we also know that we're changing our life, our family's lives, and the beneficiaries that we never meet every day and making those impacts. And it's been game changing for Lindsay and I. And Kevin, I would say, and you said it today, for yourself and your family as well. And that's what this business can do. It's all about it. So there's nobody better. And yeah, we're growing in Missouri, but we're looking for the right person everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, thank you so much again. And thank you again for tuning in to Hype Leadership Podcast. And we'll see you next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.